think you've heard it all? You haven't. Peace Love Podcast brings you more OMG, wait, what moments? My life has been so dramatic and traumatic. I take a humorous look at it, and each week we will discuss with fun and laughter, full out mental health. I go there. I talk about being flawed and fabulous. So guys, let's get fabulous.
Hey guys, welcome to Know Your Worth November. How is it November? Like, I am still processing the summer. Seriously, I know we all are, and every month we always say, I can't believe it's such and such. But November? I moved to Jacksonville in January. It's almost a year ago. A year of healing, a year of living in peace and nature. But dang, the year goes by fast. So know your worth, November. We're all going to know our worth and raise our taxes. Especially my ladies, queens, nobody is going to ruin your tiara and let you think you are not worthy of wearing it. And, or even for anybody listening to it, put on your crown, put on your baseball hat, your helmet, and own it and rock it. The name of this episode, I love it, season two. And the only reason I have season two is because I changed the trajectory of my episodes. I was going chapter by chapter of my book until I realized I don't want to go by chapter by chapter. So that's the only reason I have two seasons, but episode 16, and I'm calling it Other People's Opinions of You Is None of Your Business, because it's not. If you think I could have done what I'm doing by opening up my vulnerable vault of Marnie, knowing people that are not happy with themselves mock me. They used to mock me to my face, so I am sure they do it now. But you know what? Other people's opinions of me is none of my business. What I think of me is my business. And I know that when people are, whether it's obnoxious or shady or judgmental, it's just they're not happy with themselves. And it took 51 and a half years, even though I enjoy acting young and not feeling 51, I guess with age comes wisdom. And that's when I learned, wow, the bitchier they are, I just look and think, dang, you guys are unhappy people. I used to live my life worrying what they thought of me, why they didn't like me. I never changed who I was. I was always glamorous Marnie, nails Marnie, makeup Marnie. But I was so sweet and genuine that I could never understand why people didn't accept me. Like the sushi boat, when I sent this couple a sushi boat after she had surgery on her neck and I wanted her to like me, and they ended up redoing the sushi boat and picking it up for a party that they didn't invite me for. So that all goes with doing things for our soul and our ego. That was clearly my ego. I was not doing it from my soul. So this is just going to be, this episode is going to be like an outline of what I'm going to do this November and what I'm going to talk about. Mental health is becoming just, even that's the epidemic, okay? If they were to force people to get their mental health treated starting from birth, the world would be a much better place. But trying to get people in 2022 and 2021, people are still afraid, and the shame and the stigma, and I don't want people to know why. If nobody can answer this, they just look at me with a deadpan when I say, why do you care? Not that anybody even has to know. It's not like there's a big, on I-95, a billboard that says, hey, ABC and John and whoever, they're on medication. Nobody has to know. So your private business is your private business. But a lot of people are walking around very unhappy, very sad within themselves. The suicide for children, the suicide for teenagers, the suicide for adults, for men, for the LGBT community, it's over the charts. People are afraid to express themselves. If you want to express yourself and put yourself in polka dot rainbow spots all over your body every day, I don't know where I got that from, maybe looking at Halloween candy, and I don't know. But if that's what you love, then you do it. Who cares what they think? The people that are judgy, they are the ones that need to work on their lives, and it has nothing to do with you. And so many people are afraid to be who they want to be in fear that someone might say anything. But who the F cares? Who cares? It's none of your business, number one. And number two, it's the most important thing that when you love yourself, the right people will find you. The journey I have been on for the past, I'm going to say almost 5 years, I guess, breaking down, getting back up, breaking down, getting back up. It has changed me. It has formed me into the person I am. I understand the lack of boundaries I ever had. I understood the trauma that was never healed, which affected every relationship. To this day, I still don't have a best friend. I'm afraid anytime people want to get close to me, it's self-sabotaging. I posted this on Facebook about a couple weeks ago. The reason I haven't done my podcast and I just focused on like my NAMI and my other things is because I know my podcast is amazing. I know my podcast is needed. I know my content is endless, the way I tell my story, what I've overcome. But yet I was afraid subconsciously of whether it be rejection, of success. I got very complacent in picking myself up again and again and again and putting myself in this protective bubble that I did not want to disrupt anything. But the bravery that I hope some of you will take from this is I am somebody that just was in autopilot. I lived, but I was not living. Right now, I am living. I have taken this past month to learn how to live and step out of the box. Baby steps, baby steps. Just me continuing on that routine, even my self-care routine in the morning with my Sunday Riley. If anybody wants the best treatment for your skin, shout out to Sunday Riley. You keep me young, along with my PTSD. But there are certain things that I have had to try to do, whether it be engaging with people, not being afraid to talk, not being afraid to promote my business, which is so needed. I understand I went through a lifetime of traumatic events to put me here for the world today. I am like, I mean, my family laughs at me, but I'm a friggin' powerhouse when it comes to mental health. If there was an Olympian sport for somebody who could talk about mental health, what they've overcome and how they live after all that trauma, I'd have a friggin' gold medal. Probably because I was also the valedictorian of my high school called the School of Hard Knocks. Pew. I love that. So the reason also that I want to know your worth, that I want to talk about Know Your Worth November is because a lot of people don't realize how worthy they are because they don't want to work on themselves. They keep saying they're fine because they're afraid that somebody might find out that they're going for help. And look, I get why there's shame and stigma. Through the years, if anything bad happens, whether it's a shooting, a murder, whatever, they say, oh, they had mental illness. Back up, people. Back up. They had unhealed mental illness. If everybody was going to get treated for whatever issues they're going through, whatever magnitude, big or small, if we went to get our mental health treated like we go to the doctor when we don't feel good, like the dentist, like we go for when you go to brush your teeth, if we did daily affirmations, if that were to be fixed, life would be, obviously, we would be living in utopia, but I believe I was meant to go through all these things to let people know we all have mental health conditions. It's the untreated, and I went 47 years with not knowing I had ADHD, PTSD, depression, OCD, ADHD, everything. If there's a disorder, I have it. And I navigated through life 47 years miraculously. In a way, it was a blessing in disguise, the undiagnosed ADHD. I guess the ignorance is bliss, where I was in a bubble. I didn't understand the depth of how wronged I was. So when I was put on Adderall for my ADHD and I woke up, I was like batshit angry. And that was the dissolution and beginning downfall of my marriage. But I also was not guided and told, if you go on Adderall, your world might change. You might wake up and start being human. And that did not happen. So, but in any event, when they say people in the news are like, oh, they had mental health. It would scare anybody to go for help because you don't want to be involuntary. Not that you would be, but I always joke about being involuntary institutionalized, but that doesn't happen. It could be something so small as nerves about that you don't even realize could be a trigger back from your childhood. There's so many things and so many layers to our onions. And the why suffer if you don't have to? If there's something that can alleviate your nerves, if there's something that can alleviate, you go, if you sprain an ankle, you take medicine or ibuprofen or pain medication. If you break a bone, if there's something that can help your brain, there's no different. It doesn't change who you are. It doesn't change your personality. I am just as bubbly, if not more, from being on medication. You know, people are not fixing themselves. And what they do is you're taking it out on the wrong people, whether I see it on social media. I could say I just had an apple and I'll get blasted for not liking oranges. So I want to just say, people, fix yourselves. Road rage. Okay, instead of screaming like lunatic, take that anger, channel it, fix yourselves. Gossipy, shady women. I mean, I just, again, it's fix yourselves. And you know, people, we sit there and we hear, oh gosh, I just found out I wasn't invited here. And I used to take it real personally, but some people feel really invalidated and not worthy. And their whole validation is contingent upon how many likes they get, how many views they get. When I post stuff, this is so true, I don't post for anything other than posting it. I never look to see who likes it, who doesn't like it, if anybody watched it. I know people may not say it, but there is one person that is listening and is helping. I've been inboxed by it, so I know it's working. And also another topic I'm going to go into is bullying, adult bullying, kid bullying. My son Noah, he has a rare genetic disorder. He was not given cholesterol from the time he was conceived and present day. It's called Smith-Lemelopitz, and it's SLOS. SLOS is the generic name for it, the abbreviation. And the children that have what Noah has, some were born stillborn. Babies have died within a few months. And I would say the majority of children live in a wheelchair with feeding tubes because of their can't swallow properly, and they need to be given cholesterol. Most people do not need cholesterol. My son, with his condition, he needs cholesterol to live. So we went to National Institute of Health for their clinical trial, and about 3 years ago, the doctor that cloned this gene came running up from the laboratory. I'm giving a backstory to explain why getting into my bullying. He couldn't believe Noah was walking and talking because most of these children are not functionable. And so in the world of genetics, my son is a rock star. He is a badass. If Noah lives a world in his, he's 16. He's sometimes acts like he's 10. Sometimes he acts like he's 16. And he has been getting bullied, I would say, his entire childhood up until present day. So Noah being alive is a friggin' miracle. So if he's quirky, let him be quirky. But recently, Noah was in school and he was called gay and they pulled his pants down in the bathroom. Now, I don't even think anyone has... The one thing about Noah is he sees the trees, but not through the forest. So what had just happened to him, he doesn't really understand the depth of how friggin' cruel, mean, violating, and disgusting that was. It goes against everything. Calling him gay, the violation, putting your hands on my kid, him having special needs. Everything about this is so wrong. And I am just grateful that his disability keeps him somewhat, I guess, again, ignorance is bliss. Recently, actually yesterday, in the hallway, a kid pulled Noah's pants down in the hallway. And I think now my poor child, who has had been beaten up, has had just wants one friend, one person to accept him. It's just, it breaks my heart. And don't think, and I'm not going to cry, that me as a mother who wasn't able to fend for myself emotionally wasn't there and allowed him to fall into whatever this is, allowing, not monitoring my son enough. It's just, you know, it's been very, very difficult. So they don't know that now my son could possibly go home and be traumatized. If Noah doesn't eat from nerves, he doesn't get cholesterol. He'll die. I have seen what happens firsthand when he came home from camp and he was so traumatized from the loudness, from color war and the combativeness, you know, the cheering. He did not eat and he came home gray and sickly. And this was before I knew he needed cholesterol. So to the kids that teased my son and put their hands on my baby, you know, he's not eating right now, that I have to force him to eat so he'll stay alive. Forgetting the mental part of it. This is his physical part. I mean, it starts at home. It starts as a conversation with your families. It starts with communication. If you see something, look, we all need our mental health checked. It's not even a question. We all need, whether we feel good right now, that's great. But there might be a time where you don't feel good. So it's imperative to constantly take care of our mental health. Boundaries. We sometimes say we'll go along with things because we want people to accept us, which all we're doing is betraying our own self. We're saying we don't mean anything to us. It means more what Uncle So-and-so says or what Susie says or what little Jeannie says, or I don't know, I'm just making up names. But when you do things that you don't want to do, you're selling yourself out. Why would you want to do that? Why does it matter what he or she says? It doesn't. Boundaries don't make you a bitch. Boundaries, and I know I don't mean to be repetitive. I've talked about this on a prior episode. I love saying that. But having boundaries does not make you a bitch. You could say, no, I'm not able to make it, or I'm sorry, no. And that's okay. If you're tired, you don't owe anyone an explanation. I'm not saying be a bitch about it, but you don't have to give a whole essay as to why you don't want to go out for dinner. And I used to say, well, I'm really tired. I want to do this. And it's just, all I had to do was say no. And this isn't meant to be rude, but the selfish people are the happiest people. And by selfish, taking care of your mental health, taking care of your mind is a priority. It is crucial. If you don't feel good, nobody else around you can feel good. Moms, if we don't take care of ourselves, how can we take care of our families? We can't. I didn't. I am a perfect example. I had a breakdown. I was a car running out of gas slowly and whimpering and crying to everybody that I saw or spoke to, and isolating and laying on a floor, everything. What did that do for my kids? Nothing. Saw them, gave them trauma. I wasn't able to help my children. My son got beaten up. Somebody stole money from him. He was giving money away and lying. All of these warning signs, you know, started. I put these pieces together as I realized I do have something to live for. My children, if you don't have children, I tell people, if you have a turtle, find something at this moment to live for and fight and get through it. Life is too valuable and you are too needed and too worthy to let anyone's opinion of you have any say in how you feel about yourself. And another influencer just died of suicide. And these young people are so intent on how many likes that they get or how many views they get that again becomes contingent on their worthiness. And when that goes away, they don't have anything to love themselves. It's like right now, I am loving Marnie. I've been dating myself since I've been divorced. And it is fantastic because I now know that I don't need a person, a place, or thing to make me happy, which I always did. I thought living in a certain place or driving something would make up for whatever I was not getting or compensate for that. And it doesn't. Loving me is the meal, and everything else is just gravy. So it's just a very cool time that through my breakdown, how I've learned about loving myself and what it means to understand that it only matters what I think. It only matters how I am better than Marnie was yesterday and how better I will be tomorrow. And when people come to talk to you, I have learned that it is the biggest pet friggin' peeve. If I say, oh, I'm just overwhelmed right now, I don't want to hear, well, if you do that, it'll be better. Shut up. Don't say that. Just listen. Or just if somebody's crying or venting, You can say, I may not understand what you're going through, because you shouldn't, but I'm here for you. I may not, or if you've been through what they've been through, you can empathize with them. But a lot of us get upset when people don't act the way we would want them to in my marriage, the way, you know, here we go with mental health again, you know, cry me a river and fake playing the violin. That's mean. Don't do that. But I've learned, okay, you're not anybody I'm going to go to for compassion. It's just, you know, when I thought, you know, when COVID happened and Noah, my son, was not in school, I was so happy. He was protected. And all he wanted to do was go to a public school. Now, God laughs when we make plans. My worst nightmare is coming true, because he's back in Cooper City, where he was in Pioneer when he got beat up the first time. We sold our house, moved, I got divorced. But Noah and just wanted to live back in Cooper City. He stays with his dad. I go back and forth. And Noah just wanted to be in that high school. And my worst nightmare. I said, no way. Will that ever happen? Will it ever happen? And God's like, ha, 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 ha. It happened. But he has now had his pants pulled down twice, called gay, been shocked by somebody violating and putting your hands on my special needs kid. I know I sound very worked up when I say that, but it's just, it angers me. And the old me, though, it's a good thing I wasn't in town, because I would have gone ballistic. They would have said, ma'am, we're calling the police. And that's a whole different episode, why police has nothing to do with people's breakdowns and people's unhealed trauma. When I was at the Denver airport 2 years ago, and every trigger I had seemed to have sprouted and come to life, and I think I was on the airport floor almost crying, just begging to die. And I was 1 minute from going viral. And I remember my husband at the time saying, you're going to get the police on you. We're calling the police again. We're going to call the police, like shaming me. Now it's like, please call somebody. And that's where the 988 hotline is coming in. So when voting comes, I beg and I pray everybody gets that. Instead of 911, we need that 988, because people are not trained in mental health. And when you're crying and you're in that, I call it like a spinning top or dreidel, what goes on in that spinning time, I don't know. But when I come out of it, it's like, what the heck did I just do? Like, people need to be trained how to handle people in those moments of breakdowns. But I don't want those breakdowns to happen, because when you fix yourself, it's that pause and the reaction that seemed to have been most people's problems and my problem. I don't react anymore. And that has saved me so much pain and anguish. People could say whatever they want. I don't care. It's okay. If that's how you feel, great. Or I won't engage. And what I'm trying to prove myself and prove my point, leaves you exhausted. Take the energy and do good. Give a smile. You don't realize that even, and I also realize that I say you don't realize a lot. Oh my God, I'm so silly. Well, I'd rather be silly and nutty than angry and miserable. But you know, the judgment free zones should be everywhere, because again, nobody's perfect. If you're perfect, pray for me so I could be perfect like you. Don't give your opinion if you don't know what they're talking about. It's so easy to just not say anything. It's so easy to ask somebody if they're okay. Even the strongest people, nobody would ever think that me and my personality, which is quite dynamic, was if I wasn't out and about, I was sitting home staring into space, sitting in bed, wanting to sleep because I certainly didn't want to be alive. And somebody had said to me, I forgot, somebody was being all shady and nasty. And I said, you know, what you think of me is pretty whatever rude, but I guarantee you what I think of me is a hell of a lot worse. So when people could think all they want, and I've learned it's such a reflection of them. The girl who says, oh, look at her with all her makeup. Yeah, I wear makeup, but I don't see you doing anything. And I say that, not that everybody has to wear makeup, but don't insult me for wearing mine when you choose to be ungroomed. And so, okay, I used to let that affect me. Or if somebody says, you know, oh, whatever insult they give, I realize that's just a reflection of them. And living that way, I am like Teflon. Nothing really bothers me. I don't care what you say about me, really. It's like, okay, noted, fine. You don't like me? Great. Guess what? I like me. Demi Lovato sings, I like me. She sings, it's okay not to be okay. Because it is so not okay to be okay. We're not robots, we're human beings with emotions. And, you know, the communication part of our emotions is something that I just want to throw in here. Sometimes we go, just like our kids are talking to us and we're like, what? And then my daughter would be like, what's wrong with you? You know, and then action, action, reaction. And then I'm like, what are you talking about? Nothing's wrong with me. And now we're arguing. But if I now say, it's not you, I'm just in a frustrated mode, I'm hot, I'm sweaty, I want to just rip off this mask or whatever it is. And she was like, okay, cool. And something really a big step for me, yay, whoo, Marnie. Last week I was with my kids in Universal. They went to Halloween Horror Night and I was trying to get spa treatments, but they did not have any spa treatments that I wanted. So I was like, ugh. Wasn't meant to be. I didn't bitch about it. I was just, okay, wasn't meant to be. When something happens, right or wrong, whether you agree with it or not, it was not meant to be. So my daughter came back from some water park with my son and she looked at me at 4 o'clock and she's like, you want to go to Epcot? And I was like, you know what? Let's go. Now, she was like, whoa, whoa, what? Wait, am I being punked? Like, you're agreeing to go to Epcot, just getting up and going when you would never even want to leave the house. You didn't want to go to Publix. You wouldn't even go to the mailbox. You don't like people. But I realized I ain't getting these memories back. The years I lost worrying about how I looked, how I acted, how I felt, worrying about who likes me, I'm not getting those years back. I'm 51 and a half, almost years old. If I could be 35 again and redo it, it would be fantastic, but I can't. So I am not gonna let any more precious time when we don't know if we have it tomorrow. I don't know if I have it 2 hours. So I'm gonna live in this moment like it's my last, which I think I just quoted a song. So when I went with Taylor to Epcot, we created memories. We were making memories. We were laughing. We were drinking that spectacular drink in France in Epcot, the one that tastes like the orange creamsicle. And it was just, it was so amazing. And I'm like, I want to live. I am sick of just not living and just being on autopilot. So taking this month off and not doing my podcast, I learned so much about myself sabotaging that I didn't give myself enough credit. I've never given myself enough credit for pretty much anything. When I became a certified Zumba instructor, I didn't want to teach. I kept saying, oh, I'll just be a professional, you know, back like front row dancer so people could copy me. Like I never wanted to teach because I didn't think I could do it when I can. So even with my podcast, something internally did not let me go forward. And now on Know Your Worth November, I can give 100% of my everything I want to give into my podcast, everything I want to give into, yes, I am finally, finally so excited to start my motivational, inspirational storytelling, one-on-one clients, group clients. I didn't want to do it. I started doing this and I healed and broke down and healed. And if I couldn't give 100% to my clients, I'm not going to do it at all. But I am really excited now because people, after talking to me, you feel, no matter what you're going through, a sense of peace. You know what happens in life happens for a reason. You could take any traumatic event I've had, but it was supposed to happen. I'm placed right here, right now for this reason. There are so many lessons people take from me that I'm sharing them on my podcast, but I also want to share one-on-one groups, whether it's 10, 100, 5, one person. I mean, my goal is to be who I needed when I was younger. And that is somebody to tell me when I was 16, everything's going to be okay and that I'm not alone. So anybody listening, you are not alone if you're going through any emotion. Nerves, anxiety, depression, social anxiety, general anxiety. My next episode is going to be Hello, My Name is Anxiety, and I'm going to dig into what anxiety did to me, all the symptoms, and how I navigate through life with them. So there's just so much. I'm Mental Health Marnie. Mental Health Marnie. I love that. Mental Health Marnie. Okay, I got to figure out something. Mental Health Marnie. I don't know, like a little jingle. But everybody, this November, we are going to put those TRs on again. Be the badasses we are. Nobody's going to let you dull your sparkle. What other people think of you is none of your business. Remember that. It is you against you. You look in that mirror and you just be the best version of who you want to be, not who anybody wants you to be, but just you. So I hope it was fun listening to this episode. Wow, this is going to be a really cool series in November. And remember, guys, never, ever, ever give up. Never let anybody dull your sparkle. Stay true to who you are. And wishing everybody so much love and so much peace.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Peace Love Podcast. I hope you learned a little bit, hope you laughed a little bit, and please, if you can, subscribe and leave a review, possibly how amazing this episode was. Remember, stay true to who you are and never, ever let anybody dull your sparkle.